welcome to the second last episode of the year. But to be honest with you, if there's two people I'd like to spend the second last episode of the year with, it would be Simon Hill and Claudio Fabiano. I couldn't get them, so I've got Simon Wads and Craig Boomer. How are we all?
Thanks,
good?
Well, yeah, thanks for the back end of compliment.
Sorry,
appreciate
well, let me help you out a bit. You are now a sports radio personality.
I think
tell
you
us
launched
a bit
me.
About that.
You launched me. They must have heard my podcast work round one. I'm giving radio life a crack, yeah? I just got a segment on weekends on Hope 103.2 Radio.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's good fun. Just got to talk about sport for 10 minutes or so each weekend.
Cool.
Or each day on the weekend.
Yep.
So.
You can't play, you might as well talk about it.
Well, exactly right. You can't play your coach. If you can't coach, you go straight to radio slash podcasting.
And the only guy in the room who has worked with FIFA before, Mr. Craig Ballmer.
Oh, there you go.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We have never spoken about that on the pod, so... You've done a bit of work with FIFA, is that correct?
Well, the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Yes, how?
So talk work us through with two that. Teams, not soccer, football teams, but two of their, one of their teams was the IT team, one was their, what was it? Their venue management team. And so all the guys that were running the venues throughout the whole competition, we did a whole bunch of stuff around communication.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
great team.
Just thought I'd bring that up because I didn't last time.
Mm.
But
good research,
today is Premier League Central. Mm. Okay, we're going to talk everything about the Premier League, the past round and the round coming. You've got the Liverpool shirt, I've got the Liverpool shirt.
I hate Liverpool, so I was not wearing a Liverpool shirt.
Is that an Arsenal shirt?
No,
or?
It's not.
No,
last time they won something was black and white.
Hey, there we go, I like it.
That's the first one
and
for
so
today.
So it begins.
So, let's talk about the most recent Premier League games. We'll go around and say our favourite matches. Simon, I'd like to start with you.
Well, my favourite matches, obviously a 91st minute winner from our little mate Harvey Elliott. That was a great match to put us up into first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll take that last weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm going to actually throw a curveball and say I think my favourite result was actually seeing Tottenham bounce back and get the result over Newcastle, though.
4-1.
Like I was not expecting it to be a drumming against Newcastle.
Yeah.
And a bit of Ange ball coming to life.
Ange ball's back. Newcastle do have 10-plus injuries in their squad, so they're really
Does
struggling at
Does that appear
the moment.
On the scoreboard, though, the injury count?
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying.
There's a couple of teams out there, I reckon, that could use that as an excuse, but the results are the results.
More than a couple.
Absolutely.
A lot of teams
what about, have you guys noticed how many goalkeepers are injured at the moment?
Mm.
There's a lot.
Ryan went down too. He's broken his cheek or something.
Fractured cheekbone.
Yeah, he's out for weeks.
Yeah, hopefully he makes it for the Asian Cup.
Yeah, it's if not Langerak, is he the top
answer?
Yeah.
Or the Grey Wiggle.
The Grey Wiggle, Andrew Redmayne. Wouldn't mind him doing the dance against Qatar.
There we go.
Telling his shit out. One of mine is 4-1. I agree with that. Newcastle, like I said, struggling with injuries. However, I think Ange said 2 weeks ago the team's lacking conviction, and I think we saw that in the previous game they played. Craig, your highlight?
I didn't get to see much of these games this week, but the one that stood out for me, I thought the Brentford... Was it Brentford United?
Mm.
Mm. That was an interesting game because they were up 1-0 till about the 80th or something, 79th, 80th minute. So it was a pretty tight game. Mm. United could have come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was pretty to and fro. But then, flipping heck, two goals in the last 10, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Crazy.
It's the Premier League for you. It happens. I do want to bring to light Aston Villa.
Mm.
In one week,
they
beat Man City and Arsenal in 1 week.
Giant killers.
That's fantastic. They got 35 points and they're third in the Premier League. Guys, do we see them as real title contenders?
Oh, I think the reality of the answer is probably no, only because of a lack of depth, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going to hold them back. I think they're riding the wave nice and high. I mean, far out. There's two big scalps, if I've ever heard them, in 2 weeks. So Emery is doing some great stuff with the squad that he's got. But I think, you know, we're talking late in the season. If they can stay fresh, you know, let's aim
Who
top
knows?
Four.
Yeah.
But... I just think I still get scared at the depth that City have. Like, it's just ridiculous.
It is crazy.
But,
Villa 15 wins in a row at home.
Yes, that's correct.
At home, but I think they've only had 3 wins away.
I think they've collected 5 points away from home this season.
Yeah.
So, not
so
too good.
Something strange there.
Something strange.
Like, Emery's interesting coach.
Yeah.
He seems to be able to pull stuff out when it's really required against the big guns, against an Arsenal, against a City.
Yep.
He's obviously a quality coach.
Mm. Well, he's won so many like Europa Leagues, and I'm not putting disrespect on the competition, but I think it's fantastic. You know, he takes small teams and makes them good teams, you know? And I don't think Pep could do that at Aston Villa. I think it takes a type of manager who can take teams that usually would finish eighth and get them into Europe, win a trophy, and stay amongst that top five or six. And I think Unai Emery is a master at it. That's what
I
think.
And it takes, on Pep, then it takes a very special coach to manage the egos big teams. That he's got
I
to
agree.
Work with,
so right? I think there's all different types of managers. Yeah. Unai Emery tried it at Arsenal, maybe not given enough time, but you could just tell nothing was really working there in the short time period that he had. I want to talk about Everton. 10 points deducted. They've won their last three games and they beat Chelsea 2-0.
They've won their last four out of five.
Have they really? There you go.
Four wins out of their last five matches.
Everton.
And they're still second.
They'd be 10th.
Yeah.
If they hadn't been deducted, they're 10th.
Yeah.
So
they're out of the relegation zone. What's happened? What's flicked the switch in that squad?
Well, do you think they've just said, we've just got to prove ourselves now? Like, potentially. You're sitting there going, we've just been stripped of all our points nearly.
Yeah.
And we've got everything to play for now to keep ourselves up in the Premier League.
Giving the two fingers to the Premier League and say, well, okay, you're going to do that, then we'll show you what we can do.
Yeah, Dwight McNeil will turn to Pele.
Yeah.
But where does that go from here? That's my question. It starts with Everton. I mean, there's obviously lots of conversations around who's next and City are next on the hit list.
That's what I want to talk about. You know, that's 115 financial fair play rules breached.
And whereas Everton had one.
The trial is next next May or something like that. It's just after the end of the season.
So that's intriguing because I was reading today, in fact, that they're not going to lose competitions because of it. They won't take them away from them.
They won't strip the titles.
So won't strip titles, right?
Yeah.
So let's do it in May when it's all over and done with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then there'll be a fine maybe, but they're not going to lose points because when the hearing's on.
Yeah, I know. So
that's what it feels like.
Interesting.
Will they get deducted points on?
As a Liverpool fan, I hope so. That'd be nice.
And their title stripped to us. That'd be nice.
Who knows? They start on minus 15.
Minus 15.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know. Chelsea, what's going on there, guys? Seriously, you've signed so many players, which we've spoken about before. They got Pochettino in. What is the problem?
Talk about investments that are not bringing about a return. I think they're in a world of pain. I wonder if there's I don't know too much about it. I'm only here saying, but there must just be a massive cultural problem there at the club where, you know, people are not gelling on the pitch.
Yeah.
Is that translated to what's happening in the back rooms off the pitch? I don't know, but they are not looking like the team they should be.
What's the guy's name that's the Edu of Arsenal, the Edu at Chelsea? Is it Holliday or something? Some weird, strange name.
At Chelsea?
I don't know. It seems to me that he's just buying whatever he can buy. It's all ego-driven. It's like, let's buy. And it's the old cliche, 10 great players are not going to make a great team.
No.
Just not.
He's playing fantasy football in real life.
But why does that work at City but not at Chelsea? Like, they've got an international bench.
I do think it's smart what City are doing, though, because I think they're bringing players in who aren't, posted all over social media, like Akanji, for example. They bring him and he's just under the radar, but you can tell he's got a lot of quality. And he's shown
last time,
for the Swiss national team. And they bring players in like him, and it's a game changer. It seriously is. So I think Chelsea are just going for the top of their game. Social media.
Yeah, right.
And I think United's got the same problem too.
And the problem when you're buying people at the top of the game, I think, is that some of these guys you talked about, personalities, these guys are arrogant as all get out, right?
Yeah.
So if you can't get the best out of them, or there's nothing for them to lose, they just do what they want. Yeah. It's pretty, I don't care, really. Yeah. It's Chelsea.
Well, let's go to Big Ange. Let's Big talk Ange. About Big Ange, all right?
Aussie Ange.
So good, isn't it? It's so nice to see an Aussie doing well in the Premier League.
Mm.
What do you guys
love
think?
Love him. Love him.
Love him.
Absolutely. I just love the character that he's brought to the club, but also to the Premier League. I mean, he's just bringing that Aussie spirit, that Aussie banter. Call it how it is.
Yep.
He has some fun in the press conferences. He
gives Robbie
it
Williams,
back.
Who do you think I am, mate? That was gold.
I love it. I love it. Yep. I just think he's a fresh face. He's exactly what Tottenham needed at that club to shift the culture. But from, you know, everything that I see as well, he takes no crap out there as well. So he's quality at what he does. I think Ange Ball is what it is. High possession game, but attacking brand.
Yep.
He proved that at Celtic.
He's given the players so much confidence, too.
He has.
You look at James Maddison before he was injured. He'd, like, doubled the second place person for the most chances created.
Mm.
Bissouma in the midfield, just taking risks. Papa Matasar. You know, these players have just been allowed to just have fun and play football. And I think that's how he's getting the best out of them.
Mm.
He's
absolutely
quite realistic. I find him to be realistic. There was something a week or two ago, and when he was in a bit of strife, I think they were down two or three matches or whatever they were, and they were struggling. And he's going, oh, I know there's targets on my back. This is how it works.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you'll love me, when when we're winning, but if I'm losing, I know that I could be kicked out any moment. So it's not – I don't find him pretentious at all. I think he's
– I feel like he proved that from day dot when he was signed. And then there was all this talk about Harry Kane leaving.
Yeah.
And he just didn't buy into it. He said, all right, well, if Harry's not here, then we play with whoever we've got. And I thought, shove that up. That's great. That's fantastic. That's the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't cry over spilt milk. Just
get in there. Exactly. Don't do a Mikel Arteta.
Hey.
And just blame everyone.
Hey. Yeah. There's another one. I think we need a counter.
Did you hear about Pep after, I don't know what game it was, but it was quite recent. He got asked about one of the referee's decisions and he said, I'm not going to do a Mikel Arteta.
Hey. Who does he get fined by?
The assistant coach used to be Mikel Arteta.
There we go.
Ooh, naughty.
I'll take it on the chin. That's okay.
That's all right. The bottle store's down the stairs. Okay, players that have captured our eyes, guys. What are we thinking? I'm going to go to you, Wadsy, first because I know you've got someone in mind.
Plays for Arsenal, obviously.
Players to watch. Players to watch on the bench. This week just gone. I mean, that 91st minute winner from Harvey Elliott. That was a cracking finish.
He's a young bloke. Like, he's only, how old is he? 17? No,
20.
No.
He's 20. He's probably 20, 21 now.
Oh, is he? Okay.
But, yeah, you can just see his quality in the under-21s England team. You know, it's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
What about your goal?
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about this earlier. What's the bloke's name?
Garnacho.
Garnacho. I mean, can we just go back to that goal? That was just the something
bicycle
ridiculous.
Kick.
Just inside just the 18-yard box. I mean, that ball coming across from the opposite byline.
Yeah.
Coming across at you. I mean, you're lucky to get a head on that. You're lucky to get a volley on it. And what are we? Third minute, Goodison Park. And you know, he's just gone, all right, let's just settle into the game. Let's just take it easy. Third minute, he's bicycle kicked from the box into the top corner. And I actually watched a clip where it compared it to the Ronaldo one when he was playing for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And it was just next level. The kid's 19 years of age.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking at kids tomorrow getting their HSCs, just about to turn 19. Yeah. This bloke's scoring bicycle kicks.
Yeah.
At Goodison Park.
It's just unbelievable, isn't it?
That was ridiculous.
He's Argentinian too, right? So he gets to play with Messi and Ronaldo, although he doesn't get a call-up. But that's for a different time.
Okay. Maybe soon.
Here's the problem with United, in my opinion.
Oh, we're going back there.
I'm going back there because it's just popped in my head.
Okay.
I think about 80% of their goals are individual brilliance, okay? Either scored by McTominay, Bruno Fernandes, and I would say Marcus Rashford, but I'll go with Garnacho now because Marcus Rashford isn't goal contributing.
Mm.
They score 80% of their goals, their individual goals, and their brilliance from individuals, and only 20% of their goals are team goals. If you look at Liverpool, how many, apart from the Fulham game the other day, of course, put that aside, how many times do you see Liverpool do individual brilliant goals? Not many, I don't think. I think 80% of our goals are team goals. I think that's the problem with Manchester United right now. They're not playing as a team. They're all in it for themselves.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, interesting. You look back at the era of, you know, Scholes, Giggs, all those guys. That was a team unit. Sure, they had blow-ups and they had their moments of egos.
But you'd watch your match, right, and go, oh, okay, Scholes is going to score this. Oh, okay, Giggs will score this. You were never...
Yeah.
Wasn't that one
But it was also a consistent team, right, as well, that stuck together for a while. Yeah. So how long does Eric hang around for?
I don't know.
Because I heard Zidane's name coming out this week.
I don't think he'll take it.
You don't reckon?
Because he doesn't speak English. And I just think it's such big of a risk. Mm. And if I'm him... Last manager job I had was Real Madrid, and probably the best Real Madrid team of all time. I just won 3 Champions Leagues in a row.
Mm.
Now, I think John Beach, my dad, could coach that Real Madrid team and they'd still win 3 Champions Leagues. I think it's just got to do with the players they had on the park. Right. I don't think he's a great manager. And if I was him personally, I wouldn't risk it, especially in the Premier League.
Mm.
But put Zidane aside, what do United do? If they get rid of Erik ten Hag, the cycle just keeps continuing.
Mm.
Seriously. Unless they change owners, of course. But if they changed owners, I would keep Erik and see how he goes under new ownership. You got to keep him. Mm. If not, it's suicide if you don't. That's what I personally believe. I think you've got to keep him. So I don't think he'll be getting sacked this season.
Mm. Mm. Good call.
I thought Maguire was messy on the weekend as well.
And he's injured now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're another team.
He's been playing well. Yeah. But he was messy on the weekend.
You know his injury? Did you hear about his injury?
Hartledge?
He found out he's playing Liverpool next week. So he didn't want to play.
I like it. But they've got a fair injury count as well, right? Like, they've got Casemiro's out. They've got Martinez out.
Casemiro's been out since 2018. What are you talking about?
There we go.
Bruno Fernandes, he'll miss the next game against Liverpool. Mm. Tactical yellow cards, I reckon.
Mm.
They're talking about selling some of these guys, though, too, in the summer.
Yeah, clearly there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's got their own opinions and views on what it is. And, look, I think it'll all come to light once the new ownership will happen. Let's go back to the players.
Just before you do that, I wonder if in the background, all of a sudden the Saudi league has become big, right? Because there's monsters and monsters and monsters of money down there. I wonder whether some of these guys that have been around for quite some time are going, are they talking?
Mm.
And are they on the cusp of leaving? And it's a tough decision to go there.
Yeah.
But the money will help that tough decision for some time. Mm. And I'm wondering whether these guys are just on the cusp of moving.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in January, if not next winter for us, summer for them.
Yeah.
Craig, is there any players this season in the Premier League that have captured your eye?
Eye-catching? Yeah, the one that has stood out, and I don't know why I've seen him, this guy most of all, is this young guy from Everton, Palmer.
Chelsea?
Chelsea?
They did just verse Everton. Yep, yep.
The guy from Chelsea, what's his name?
Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer.
Yep.
My gosh, that guy can score a goal.
Yep.
And he's only a young bloke.
Young bloke.
And they put him up front to score the penalties as well, when they'll take the penalties as well.
And someone needs to do it.
Yeah, he seems to be, I don't know, he seems to shine.
Well, he's been at City for a long time, right? Mm. So he's got that, what's the word?
He knows how to win.
He's young, but he's got that experience already.
And he's scored some amazing goals as well. So he's all right. He's the guy that's kind of stood out for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go Hwan Hee-chan, the Korean at Wolves.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's got 8 goals in the Premier League this season. I think at the start of the season, we all thought the right winger for Wolves, Pedro Neto, would be the guy.
Mm.
And to put it in perspective, he got injured in October, and he's still got the most assists in the Premier League, Pedro Neto. So he looked like he was going somewhere special. Like he looked like he was on a different planet at one stage. And that's a lot coming from Wolves, by no disrespect, but God, he's been excellent. And then he got injured, and this guy stepped up, Hwan Hee-chan. He's been at the club for multiple years now, but he stepped up, and he's got 8 goals this season.
Mm.
So good on him. I think he's been class. Son's got 10.
See, he's another one that's been a standout, right?
Yep.
You know, that whole thing you said before about Kale, well, we don't have him, so we'll just play with what we've got.
Yeah.
And Son has shone.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Son has shone.
Son has shone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Given the captaincy as well, so extra responsibility this season.
Yep.
My only problem there is that all of their attack goes through him.
Yeah.
Yep. So that it potentially against a good defence, that becomes fairly predictable. But he is silky smooth to watch.
Yeah,
there's a reason why it goes through
on the weekend.
Yeah.
Just nuts. It's crazy, isn't
Trippier,
it?
Trippier, who plays for England, right?
Yeah, he got turned inside out.
Turned inside out like that. Yep. It's like, what? Yeah. Trippier was having all sorts of trouble.
He was
tripping over.
Sean and Trippier was
just tripping over, isn't he? A bit like Arsenal's title race. Anyway, let's talk about the title race.
Yeah.
Early predictions. Top four, guys. Who's our early predictions top four? If you need time to think, I'll go.
No. I think Liverpool, City, Arsenal will be there or thereabouts. Yep. In which order? I mean, if I say with my heart, I've got to go Liverpool.
Yep.
I think they're showing signs of having the goods. Yep. I think. Who fills that fourth spot? I reckon January will answer that. I'm gonna potentially throw a darkie in, and maybe it's not a darkie, but Newcastle. Yeah, wow. I think they're going to transfer big in January. And I did hear, speaking of the Saudi stuff earlier, I did hear that they also have the capacity to transfer in from the Saudi Arabian, from the Saudi league into their squad. So
interesting.
Yeah. There you go. There's my fourth.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Hard to go past what's already happening. I think City, Liverpool, Arsenal, I'd hope. I'm not convinced.
I think you guys are almost there. I mean that with all due respect. I think the goalkeeping problem, I think there is a problem there, first of
massively.
All. Like, I think it's pretty obvious, even though they're playing it down.
Yeah.
And I think give it one more year where the average age goes up a little bit more, and then I think Arsenal are going to be a cracking team.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not convinced. I still don't think they've got that right combination. I don't think he knows his right combination. The way he plays Jorginho, or the way he plays Trossard.
Yeah.
Like, whenever Trossard comes on...
Kai Havertz.
I think he loves him, but...
I think he's average.
I think he's paid too much money for him, and
he's
trying to get him up, but I think... And then we've got injuries,
and
I'm not making that as an excuse. We've got as many injuries as... And then I think... What's his face went down again? El Nani went down again this week. Like, he comes and plays one game and has 10 off. Comes and has one game, 10 off. So I feel sorry for Arteta in that way, because they can't get a roll on. So I'm not convinced about Arsenal yet. Like, I love the team.
Yeah.
And they have found a way to win. So maybe that'll keep them there like they did last year.
Yeah.
Fourth, I'm not convinced on Newcastle. I think they can be great when they're on, but they're not great when they're off.
Yeah,
Villa's hanging in there. You know, if they keep playing how they are, possibly. Man United are only sixth. Like, it's all the top. There's that top six is. I think it could be anything.
It's so tight,
could
right? One loss and you've gone from fourth to seventh.
And we saw it 2 weeks ago with Luton against Arsenal.
Yeah,
Luton were the better team in many ways on that.
Yeah,
and to put three against Arsenal. And
remarkable.
Then we had to win 4-3 to win that.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys 2-1, weren't you?
Mm. 1-1.
We got a draw.
Kenilworth Road so hard to play at. Yeah.
Right, so I don't know. Any team in the comp can throw you.
I think the January transfer will be interesting from that 4th, 5th and those Europa League spots. Yeah.
Put it this way, I think if Liverpool sign a good quality number 6, and I'm talking Andre, who plays in South America, who just won the, can never say the name, but it's pretty much the South American Champions League. He just won it. He's an absolute beast in the middle of the park. If we sign someone like him, I think Liverpool could win the league. I think City will finish second, Arsenal will finish third, and Tottenham will finish fourth.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah, you can't write off Spurs at the moment, can you? They just continue. Yeah. When they come out like they did, as you said, on the weekend.
I still think they'll have another wave of struggles, because that's what happens with injuries.
Mm.
They'll get out of this Christmas break and I think they'll struggle a little bit more. I think there's two dips in their season, but overall I can see them making top four.
Yeah, good.
Mm. Yeah. Let's move on to our score predictions for next weekend.
That was a nice,
It was very
good break.
Yeah, what can I say? Nottingham Forest, Tottenham.
Tottenham 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah. Yeah. Son hat-trick.
Okay.
Oh, it's going hard.
Everything goes through him, so it's fair
chance. I thought Spurs would win that. Yeah, I'd 3-1.
3-1?
Yeah.
Okay, 3-1. Bournemouth, Luton. Is the answer who cares?
Oh, I was about to say that, but I didn't want to disrespect anyone.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nil all.
I got 1-0 Luton.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bournemouth.
Oh, actually, sorry. What am I talking about? It's Bournemouth. Bournemouth have been on fire. Yeah, have you seen the form stats? They're at the top at the moment.
They're out of control.
You're right. I'll go 3-0 Bournemouth.
Oh, that's a change.
That's a change. Dominic Solanke up front.
He was out of control on the weekend.
Yeah.
He's quick.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll go 3-0. 3-0.
2-1 Bournemouth. There we go.
Chelsea, Sheffield.
Did you say who cares again?
We should say who cares again, right?
Draw. No, Chelsea will win.
Chelsea 2-0.
Yeah.
2-1 Chelsea.
Okay.
I wanted to say a draw, but I couldn't. Manchester City, Crystal Palace.
City. Palace have been unlucky as well. But
I thought they played well last game against
them. No, IU up front, though. He's suspended, isn't he?
Yeah,
after
he is.
After his double yellow. City 3-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4-0.
Okay.
They're That's at good. Home, and they need it.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah.
I'll go 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah.
Newcastle, Fulham. Good match, if you ask me.
Fulham
have got 10 goals in their last two games.
Mm.
Yeah.
3-3.
Oh.
3-3.
Newcastle. What are we saying? Newcastle, Fulham.
Newcastle, Fulham.
3-3.
3-3. Goal fest. 4-2 Fulham. Defense optional.
4-2 Fulham.
Okay.
Yep. Raul Jimenez is back.
How do you say his name again?
Raul Jimenez.
Oh, that's nice. Well
Thank
said.
You. Thank well you. He's in my fantasy team now, so I'm going to say it. I've taken out Haaland, just saying.
Wow. Well, he's injured,
I think a draw as well. Yep. I think 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah.
Burnley, Everton. I was just about to say.
Burnley. I've got a soft spot for Burnley. Only because I love watching Dude Perfect and their part owners. So there you go.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Everton.
1-0 Everton for me. It's going to be one of those games, I think. Yeah. It'll be a penalty or something.
Yeah.
Next. That was smooth again. Arsenal, Brighton.
Come on, Arsenal, man.
We're leaking goals. I think we'll have a goal scored against us because we seem to be able to do that in the first 5 minutes of every game at the moment.
However, Brighton aren't who they were a few months ago.
Yeah. So maybe I'm going to go 2-1 Arsenal.
Yep, I'll go 3-1 Arsenal.
Yeah, 3-0.
Yep, okay. Brentford, Aston Villa. At Brentford. So I think that's a great fixture too.
That's a tough game. That's a tough one. I'm going to say 1-1.
I'm going to go 2-1 Villa.
Mm.
Greg?
1-1.
1-1?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Villa away, not so great at the moment.
West Ham, Wolves.
Wolves. I think Wolves will get up. West Ham look like they're on Struggle Street a bit at the moment.
Yeah.
Wolves 2-0.
Yeah, same.
It's at West Ham, so I'm going to go 2-2, just because I know they can turn it up at West Ham.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Manchester United.
Oh, don't we love this? Hey, this bloke. Don't we love this game? It doesn't matter what each team is doing each season. This is a cracking match every year.
Hey, you remember Oliver Harris, do you?
I do remember Oliver Harris.
So it was about a year ago. He came over. It was two seasons ago, actually. He came over for the Liverpool-Manchester United match to my place when we were at Anfield. We won 4-0. So next time that happened, I said, well, you got to come over again. We won 7-0. So he's coming over next Monday night for this game too.
Right. So 14-0 Liverpool.
14-0 at halftime?
I'm going to say 2-1 Liverpool.
2-1 Liverpool.
2-1, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, Manchester. I just think United will get up.
Okay.
You really?
As in they'll turn up. They'll turn up. They're not going to get up. They're going to turn up. Yeah,
2-1. No, I think it'll be a block. I reckon you'll win 3-0.
That's on record?
I don't really want to say what I'm going to say now because I don't want to get too arrogant about this game at all.
Then don't.
Because I always get worried about this fixture, even if it looks like it's going our way. Now, in my mind, I look at it like our attack, their defence. I can see us scoring a lot of goals at Anfield. So I'll go 6-1.
Oh,
wowzers.
I'll go 6-1. I do think they'll score because they do have that individual brilliance in them. And I think that's going to come from your guy, Garnacho.
Yeah, right.
But look, if you've got Johnny Evans...
Mm.
And Maguire. I know Maguire's injured, so who would play that? Lindelof. When you got Lindelof and Johnny Evans as your back line at Anfield against Salah, Nunes and Diaz. Just saying. Just saying. Isaac, can you get us three of those drinks, please? And just bring the bottle opener too. Thank you. They're non-alcoholic, by the way, but you need to open them with the bottle. Sorry. So we've got a game.
Glad you're here.
We've got a game.
And I'm going to delay...
I don't like these games.
You make me nervous with these games.
I'm going to delay the talking of the game so the drinks can come.
I get struggle.
But the game is called 5-1. I'm not talking about the time.
That wasn't your score prediction either for the Liverpool United game.
6-1 then.
6-1.
So pretty much this is how it goes. You've got to name five of something. You've got to name four of something. 3-2-1. Oh. You've got to try your absolute best. Now, if you think about it, it's like 5-1 and then 5-1. So it's Christmas tree, right? So you guys will be battling it off, all right?
Oh, so we're not against you because you were encyclopedia.
Two of us against you.
How would that work, though?
We'd
feel more comfortable.
We've got half a brain compared to your full.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Thanks, Isaac. So, Wadsy, you're going to go first, and then Craig, I'm going to move on to you. Yes, please. Yeah, let's just see how that goes. Wadsy, we'll start, all right? There's one. So, by the way, these drinks are called Joritos.
Oh,
how's my pronunciation?
Who does he play for?
I don't know. I think he plays in Spain somewhere.
Very nice. Grapefruit.
Grapefruit drink. We're out of guava, sorry. But
that's all right.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Made in Mexico.
Thanks for having us.
Mexico.
Merry Christmas.
And to you.
All right. Podcast over now.
Hey, we're very Christmassy in the
very
way that
Christmas
we've arrived today.
Liverpool's all about Christmas. What's Arsenal about, Christmas. Craig?
Mm.
Okay, let's get into the game.
All right, we've stalled long enough.
We've stalled long enough, yep. Name five Matildas in the WSL.
Oh, my God.
Oh, in the WSL.
Mm-hmm. Let's be together. We need to be together here.
Shivers. Okay, is Van Egmon still going back over there?
No, she's in the A-League now.
Great. Good start. Great start.
Good start. Just think of the superstars in the Matildas team.
Well, Fowler?
No.
Yes, Man City.
Oh, hang on.
WSL, the English Women's League.
All right.
I was thinking America. My apologies.
WSL.
My apologies. Okay, well, I'm back.
Fowler,
now.
Let's go.
I'm back. No. This is my turn, not yours.
What's going on here?
Okay, my apologies. All right. Kerr, Fowler, you got Tegan Micah, Liverpool goalkeeper. Just thought I'd bring that one back up again. We have Caitlin Ford.
Yep.
We have Alana, what's her name? Fullback?
Yeah, Alana.
Centre-back. Alana Kennedy.
Boom, that's five.
There's our five.
Okay, you're one down.
Thank you. One up.
Sorry, we should be doing this really. Yeah. We're counting down. So we're counting down.
My apologies.
Okay. Name four of the last host World Cup countries. So we're talking 2020.
You want to be in this together,
22.
Don't you?
If you want to work together, that's fine.
Let's do it together.
You want to do it together?
Five. We'll do that. It keeps looking at
me. We're not in competition, you and I.
Too close.
I will still do both games, though.
Kira Cross Cooney, by the way.
Kira Cooney Cross.
That's her.
Yep.
And brother. Cross Cooney.
She is a weapon, by the way. She's a star of the now, but of the future, next level.
Yeah. So we'll do two rounds of this then, and you guys will be a team. We'll do that.
What do we got? Four what?
So four of the last World Cup hosts. So 22, 18, 14, 10.
Okay, so we got...
Last year.
We're talking men's?
Yep.
Men's.
Yep.
Right, we just need to clarify all the details / stall a little bit longer.
Yep. Last year, guys, come on.
Is that France?
It was France, wasn't it?
No, France is in there.
But France is in there, surely.
France hosted the World Cup last year. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'm saying we're on Strawberry Street.
No, that was the rugby union.
Oh, no. It was the rugby union. Sorry, as a radio personality. No, but I'm across all sports.
You've got to know all the sports, right? Fair enough.
I was thinking basketball.
Craig, you work with FIFA. I'm disappointed.
No. That's Women's World Cup I was working with. What do we got? Hell's Bells.
This is a great segment.
FYI, John Beach is laughing in his car right now, saying, what the hell's going on? Come on. I don't want to
Qatar.
Put the... Yes, that's Qatar. One. Of course. 2018.
Mm.
I'm actually happy to give a couple of clues. Like okay. What you continent it was in.
Okay, so 2018 we're now on?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got 2018.
No, you got 2022.
2022. Now we're going back.
2018.
2018. So that was the one before Qatar, because Qatar was 2022.
Well done. 2018, so we're Europe.
Oh, that narrows it down. Thanks, mate.
Sorry.
That's great.
No, I said continents. I just don't know if I can give a fun fact about this country in the current climate. Yeah, so I'm going to have to leave you guys with that. That is your clue, by the way.
Yeah, I got the clue. Sun was a house brick. Can I give you...
Where were you in Russia?
Yes, it's Russia.
We were in Russia in 18.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Russia.
Wow.
2014? Who won 2014? It was Germany. Yeah, it was Germany because they beat 7-1 in semi-final against Brazil.
Against Brazil.
It was Argentina-Germany final. I think it was 1-0.
Oh.
It was in South America.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
we're thinking.
Oh, so Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was Brazil at home. It was devastating. That 7-1 loss.
Yeah. Okay, 2010. You should get this straight away. It's in Africa. 2010 World Cup in Africa. Shakira sang that song. Yeah.
Vuvuzelas.
Yeah, the Vuvuzelas. Yeah.
I've actually got the FIFA. Yeah. I've got the FIFA game of this one.
You can do the waka waka. Dance, can't you?
Oh, I can, but not without
as good as Shakira. Was he?
Great. Hey,
as good as Shakira. Was
Shakira? Shakira, Shakira,
Shakira, Shakira. Hips
Shakira,
don't lie.
Shakira. Gerard Piqué would be very happy with my efforts.
Okay, guys, African country.
Well, South Africa.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well done, Craig.
Yeah.
Name three.
Lucky you've got me, son.
He's carrying.
Name three Saudi Arabian clubs.
Oh. Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera.
Al Hilal.
Yes.
Yeah. Al-Alis, is that how you say it?
Ali, yep, I'll give you I'll give you that one.
So I'm out here. They're all
Al. And Ronaldo's.
Al-Nassr.
Yes.
Thank you.
Two Moroccan players. Here we go. No one spilt their drink, thank goodness. Oh, Craig did.
He did.
Two Moroccan players.
Oh, Hakimi.
Yep, that's one.
Good. Right back from PSG, if you're wondering.
Nice.
The keeper had a great campaign in the 2022 World Cup. I think he'd saved all three of Spain's penalties. Starts with B. He plays at Seville.
No,
doesn't ring a bell.
Got nothing. I'm not a Moroccan specialist, I'm
sorry. I'll give you this one because we've got another game too. ZH.
You're not doing Mastermind with... Moroccan soccer players.
Amrabat, Manchester United's midfielder.
Oh, yeah.
So you got Amrabat, ZH, yes. And then Bono's the keeper. I was trying to give you guys hints.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Yeah.
Okay, name one player who wears 19 in the Premier League. You've mentioned him.
Harvey Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I was about to say him before you mentioned that, actually. Got it. Thanks for contributing.
Mm. All right. Last
Can I give you a fun fact?
Of course.
Because this spun me out. I was talking to you about it earlier, and I don't think you're going to know this.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But you probably will because you know everything. Harry Kane has come out, not come out, but he's come out in the media recently and said that he wants to continue a career in sport beyond football. And he's thrown out. Now, look, I don't know how legit this is, but. Mm. All reports are saying he was quite legit in saying this. He wants to play NFL in America. What? As he could see himself, if he could play any other sport, he could be the goal kicker in an NFL team.
Mate, that's more like Harry Insane.
That, I've heard it. Yeah, there you go. Breaking news here on this Harry podcast. Insane. That could be Harry Insane's next move. There is a goal kicker in the NFL at present who played in the MLS, which is the American Men's Soccer League, if you're wondering.
Well done,
guys. And, and he's now turned into a goal kicker. So there you go.
Interesting. Mm. Okay, well, we'll wait and watch see how that
space.
Goes.
Watch
this space.
Never say never, say never. No, no, he's as happy as Larry, but
yeah.
Or happy as Harry.
Happy as Harry.
Okay, next round.
Name five French players. I think this is relatively easy, considering of what you could get for naming five.
Okay, I'm going to go with Mbappe early.
Yeah. Yep.
Griezmann.
Yep. Come on, Craig. Your centre back's French.
Hugo Lloris. Is he still?
Yep, that's fine.
Yep.
You don't have to play for the national team. They've just got to be French.
Oh, they've just got to be French.
Yeah.
To help
Arsenal centre back that doesn't get
picked. I taught this kid last year who's French. He played soccer. Yeah.
No. Sorry. I had to think about that for a second. No.
Keep going, mate.
No. Saliba. No?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
There you go. I just gave you one.
Well, he only plays every now and then.
True. And they're world-class performances. But it's every now and then.
Mm. It kills me. Mm. This is why I don't have confidence in Arsenal. Because they don't stay in the pit. Bukayo Saka, is the only guy that's been on the field every game for the last 200 games.
I know.
Pretty much.
It's crazy.
But I don't know. You can't win if you don't have a... Look, you're saying about United, right? Yeah. Mm. The Scholes, Giggs.
In that era. Yeah.
That era, they were just on the field all the time. Which just says something else. What's happening... Sorry to take you away from this game.
No problem, yep.
But what's going on in the Premier League that there are so many people getting so injured?
Yes.
They're getting real injured.
Yep.
They're not out just with a little hamstring pull.
No.
They're out for 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Yep.
What's going on? Are they overtraining? I imagine they are.
Fixture congestion too.
Yeah.
I think.
We've only got four. I'm going to go with one of my favourite French players of all time, Emmanuel Petit.
Yep, that counts.
Loved him.
I never classified that they had to be current players.
No, you didn't.
So well done.
I'm just saying,
you beat the loophole.
France at some stage of their life.
You beat the loophole. Well done.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Name four players at Aston Villa.
McGinn.
Yep.
Ollie Watkins.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Playing well, too. Just quite.
Emi Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
How many we got? Three out of four.
One more to go.
Come on, you can come through the last one. Something.
I've got nothing.
I'm trying to think of clues. I got a winger who's Jamaican.
Tyrone Mings.
Yep, counts. Yeah, well done. Name three players in the Premier League, and there's only three, by the way.
Oh, great.
They've scored 10-plus goals in this Premier League
season.
Son? Yep. Yep, there's one. Well
Your
done. Well done, Craig. Great contribution.
You got that's gold.
He's got more contributions than Eddie Nketiah.
Hey, there we go.
Another one.
There we go.
10-plus goals.
Yeah.
So, and there's only three.
Yeah, so Son's got 10, someone's got 11, and someone's got 14.
Salah not 10, is it?
Yep,
it
Salah's 11. 10? Salah's got 11,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And then 14.
I've got two, Son.
Come on.
Son. Not some.
14.
14 goals?
Yep. Plays for Man City. Big Norwegian fella.
No way. Is he 14 already?
Haaland, yeah.
He's
14 goals.
It's almost like, I know this is going to sound like a cop-out, but it's almost like you don't think about him just because you think that he's going to score every
normal,
game, right?
It's
so normalised how much he's scoring.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
Great.
Okay, Craig, you're going to have to go first on this.
Oh, no.
Just because...
Arsenal.
Ready?
Oh.
So...
So this is
your
two.
This is your third time on the podcast, right? Your first appearance was December last year.
Your first appearance was disgusting.
No.
It's getting better each time. Thank you.
Yeah, improvements. They're like Arsenal.
Really?
Not really. First appearance was about this time last year.
Right.
And then, I think it was June we did this one. And now here. My question for you is, can you name two other inside right guests I've had on that don't include John Beach, Simon Wads, or Matthew McCorrist?
Oh, can I name?
You've been there since the beginning, Craig.
Oh.
Once he's named one, Wadsy, you can.
I wouldn't remember their names. I'm gonna. I can describe one for you.
Yeah.
So you had the Liverpool female.
Yep. In the UK.
In the UK, on your UK. Episode. Yeah. I don't remember her name though.
Natasha Dowie. I'll give it to you. Thank you very much.
But yes, that was one. That was impressive. That was a very impressive that you had her.
You had Simon Hill, didn't you?
Simon Hill too. Mm. That's naming two. Well done, guys.
Oh, I was pretty quick just then.
Name the one team with the most passes
is that
in the
Premier. Because he said Simon Hill earlier on.
Hey, he's been in the loophole.
It's about listening, Craig.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. He knows that from the radio. Arsenal fans don't listen to other people's opinions. name the one team in the Premier League with the most passes.
Is Tottenham up there?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
I reckon Arsenal would be up there as well.
I think this team's got 10,033 passes this Premier League season.
You think it's 10,033? That's a very specific number to be thinking. That's very good.
Yeah, because it's just in my mind right now. I think it was 10,000. It's something like that.
Are they
top four?
Yeah, I was going to
say. Yes, they are.
So,
okay.
City.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Well done.
Which comes back to what we said before about your brilliant performances, right? So his City have got, they've had a bit of a struggle. We all think they're going to win the competition and they've got more passes than anybody in the team.
Yep.
And than any other team.
Most goals than any other
Most
team.
Most goals than any other
Top
team.
Top scorer. Yep.
So would you say, here's my question to you, Wesley. Would you say that they pass more fluently than the Barcelona era?
No way.
No?
No way. I think football's changed a bit now, and I think it's a bit of a sad thing because now it's so structured, right? I think you look at, for example, perfect example, Jack Grealish. Aston Villa, individual brilliance, had that flair, you know. He was on the wing, skill, top corner, right? And unfortunately, the best teams don't play like that anymore. You look at Jack Grealish at Man City, he's got one role, and that's to dribble the ball and get a foul. That's pretty much it, right? And that works for that system, but it's taking away the beauty of the game, I personally believe. So nothing, I really mean this, nothing I don't think will ever match up to the Messi, Busquets, Iniesta, Xavi, Jordi Alba, the list goes on.
Oh, the Inter-Miami team.
Pretty much now, right? Oh, that team's classic. But no, that Barca team, even when Suarez and Neymar were there, it's just...
Yeah.
That
they were something special
is something
that
special,
era.
And I just don't think that will ever be copied again. And Ronaldinho, he would never play for Man City in this team, right? Not just because of his age, but like he would not work. However, his football's so good and so exciting. But unfortunately, it's a chess game now. It seriously is. Don't make a mistake. Follow every piece has got its own job, and play that. That's it. And it's a bit unfortunate, but that's the way football's going. So what can you say?
Yeah.
Lucky for us, we've still got a team which is, and this is not a joke by the way, but we still got a team which is plays rock and roll football. You know, we want to press, we want to close down space and attack. And Ange, thank goodness he's here bringing the football he's got. And I think Arsenal, you're showing brilliant signs in so many games where Saka has an individual brilliance still. Martinelli, Gabriel Jesus, the skills are unbelievable. So there's still little glimpses there, but... overall, I think football's dying. That's what I think. Well, thank you very much for joining Inside Right, episode 17. Craig, Simon, thank you. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you for having
us. Cheers, Merry Christmas.
And to you.
And a Happy New Year. See you guys later.